On those days when nothing goes right, your wife starts bitching about whatever it was she was bitching about last night. So you escape into the bathroom just to sit there on your throne. But after you finish your business, the toilet paper's gone. Well, it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. It's a bad day, so you better get off my back. You might get cold cocked if you cross my path. 'Cause it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. Well, I was running late for work, so I poured me some coffee to go. And just before I had a flat tire, I spilled it all over my clothes. When the highway patrolman pulled up, I thought that help was on the way. But when he saw the tire tool in my hand, he shot me with pepper spray. Oh, it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. It's a bad day, so you better get off my back. You might get cold cocked if you cross my path. 'Cause it's a great day, y'all can sing it, they gonna do, for me to whoop somebody's ass. When I finally made it to work, I was 15 minutes late. I told my boss about the flat tire, but he fired me anyway. So here I am out in the parking lot, just waiting by his Corvette. I'm gonna give him a goodbye present that he never will forget. Let's sing it again. Great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. It's a bad day, so you better get off my back. You might get cold cocked if you cross my path. 'Cause it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass.
Oh, come on. You know you were laughing. I've not heard that in a long time, and I realized I really needed to use that to open today's program. Jeff Bennett here on this 18th day of July. My God, the edge of darkness. In so many ways, it's been interesting. Up until yesterday, I had not touched websites since last Thursday. Been doing some work outside. It's been getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And Julie just told me it's about 103 out where you guys are in Texas. 118, 120 here. Nasty. Glad to have you here. It's been interesting to my predominant postings on our websites today include, to some degree, we posted some things on Federal Observer dealing with the immigration invasion. Mexico apparently is seriously considering suing us for violation of several laws and things, but they don't seem to stop and realize that they have violated by allowing the number of people to invade this country that they have. And it's horrendously sad because you and I are paying for it. We're paying for it in big ways. Some of the other things that we're going to be paying for the rest of our lives, we'll be covering here on a brief basis tonight's program. But as I continue to look through and things keep coming my way, and I'm shocked the number of things that come to me through my cell phone. How I ever got this program on my cell phone, I have no idea, but I am thankful for it because I am finding things that are far more profound than many of the regular websites that I've used for many times, for many years, dealing with economic issues. Some of those websites are like Zero Hedge. Zero Hedge is doing less and less with economic-related issues that they've done for years. There's another website that I still appreciate greatly called SHTF plan, which means shit hit the fan plan. Excuse my French, but that's what it stands for. They're doing less and less economic-related stuff. Finding decent articles about what's going on in the precious metals market is disappearing. And then I start to look at some of the horrendous things that are coming across. How many of you are sitting out there with 401ks? Maybe you're still working. You get a 401k tax deduction. Many people out there with IRAs. Well, millions of high-earning Americans are going to be losing the 401k tax deduction. Yeah, changes to this popular 401k tax deduction are set to hit millions of high-earning Americans beginning next year. Workers over the age of 50 are entitled to make catch-up contributions to their 401ks worth up to $7,500 this year. The annual cap on all contributions has been $30,000. But beginning in 2024, those earning over $145,000 a year will no longer be able to put these catch-up payments into a traditional 401k. And the experts say the change will have a major impact on America's retirement planning landscape. Figures from wealth management firm Vanguard showed that 16% of eligible workers made catch-up contributions last year. Now, the article is far more in-depth than what I've just shared with you. What I'm sharing with you are little bits and pieces. We have a piece that we do on Sierra Madre Precious Metals called Double Eagle Headlines. This is all posted under Double Eagle Headlines, July 18th, 2023. Are America screwed once more? Yeah. And so, you know, if you happen to be involved with a 401k, you've got one you're still contributing to, you truly want to go to Sierra Madre Precious Metals and read the first article. Just go down to where it says continue to full article. You're going to be angered. Unbelievably angered. Now, last week, I believe on one of the programs, I'm sure I did, I shared a piece about the first slave owner in America. A black man went to court, demanded it. This goes back to 1654. I'm not going to share the story with you again, but I did choose to share the image from federalobserver.com on an article that we've got posted at Sierra Madre Precious Metals today. And I did this for a particular reason. Illinois City is going to pay $25,000 in reparations to 140 elderly black residents. And this city has committed to distributing $10 million over the next decade in what they call a test run for the entire country. Now, California, of course, is looking into this thing as well, but California is even nuttier than a fruitcake anyway. Why did you post this article, Bennett? What has this got to do with anything? Well, first of all, this city in Illinois is expected to make this payment by the end of the year. The city in Illinois is Evanston, Illinois. A town that I've known for my entire years. As a matter of fact, my father, back in the 1930s, late 30s, early 40s, actually ran numbers for the mob in Evanston, Illinois. Bet you didn't know that, Fred. I never shared that one with you. I shared this story with my doctor friend, Fred, because there was a time that not only did I work in Evanston, Illinois, at Evanston Volkswagen, owned by Herman Eberhard, and that was a total fluke. I had gone into this dealership for some reason to get service on my wife's car and happened to start talking to the sales manager and got instantly hired. I spent a good number of years in the automobile industry, predominantly dealing with Volkswagen, Porsche, Audi. And the reason I shared this story with Dr. Fred is that Dr. Fred worked at the Evanston Hospital. I believe he may have actually gone to Northwestern University Medical School, but I could be mistaken. I forget things. Evanston, Illinois, a city of 75,000 people, north of Chicago, is committed to paying $10 million over the next 10 years in local reparations, and it started to deliver on that promise nearly 4 years later. Oh, this was approved in March of 2021, and the program, as we've said, is going to benefit black residents if they or their ancestor lived in the city between 1919 and 1969, or if they can show they suffered housing discrimination due to the city's policies. Excuse me for getting a little blunt here, folks, but this is a crock of shit. Let me tell you about when I worked in Evanston back in the 1970s. Blacks, oh, and I dealt with many of them. I dealt with a good number of blacks who bought Volkswagens and Audis. And they were given pretty preferential treatment. But you need to understand it's not because of their color. No, one of the brothers served in Evanston in politically very high places. I dealt with many of these people. Some of them were jerks. Some of them were decent human beings that did not lean on their color issues. Oh, but that was in 1970 and 71. And, oh, that's right, the Evanston thing is only going to cover people who lived there between 1919 and 1969. Let me tell you what. Many, many people there got preferential treatment. This is a crock of caca, especially when I go back and read the story of Anthony Johnson, the pioneer of American slavery, the black man, the first slave owner in this country who was a black man. There are those who elevate to a particular position and station in life. They don't care. They'll crap on their own people. It's unbelievable. And who do you think is going to pay out that $25,000 to the reparations to the first 140 elderly black residents? That's interesting. Elderly. I bet those people all lived in Evanston when I was working there. Yeah, Fred, you are listening. My phone is behind me, but I had to do it, man. It is unbelievable, people. That means those people are about the same age I am, maybe a few years older. Maybe the women were cleaning house. Maybe they were helping to raise little white babies. It's unbelievable. Okay, enough of that story. Let's move on to the next. Oh, and none of them get any better. Oh, no. The stories get worse every single day. The U.S. dollar's status as a global reserve currency is on a slow, long-term decline. But folks, it ain't going down in a straight line. Oh, no. This U.S. dollar as dominant global reserve has been on a slow, long-term downward trend, interrupted by upticks, of course. But now we had an uptick. And the dollar gained a little share. Ooh. The share of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency rose to 59% in the first quarter of 2023. Of course, in the fourth quarter of, you know, whatever, it dropped to 58.6%. That had been the dollar's lowest share since 1994. And the U.S. dollar as global reserve currency means that foreign central banks and foreign official institutions hold U.S. dollar-denominated assets. You know, things like treasury securities, agency securities, corporate bonds, mortgage-backed securities, etc. They also hold competing foreign exchange reserves in other currencies, things like euros and yen. But holdings in their own local currency are not foreign exchange reserves. They're not included. So the Fed's holdings of U.S. Treasuries and MBS, whatever the heck is, mortgage-backed securities, they're not included. All right. I share with you kind of a quickie. But there's more to this as it goes along. Oh, yes. U.S. federal debt interest payments are about to hit $1 trillion. Guess who's going to pay for that? Oh, you and I. Oh, yeah, there was a shocking number in today's latest monthly U.S. budget deficit report. No, it wasn't that the U.S. government outlays unexpectedly soared 15% to $646 billion in June, up almost $100 billion from a year ago. No, tax receipts slumped 9.2%. From $4.61 billion to $418 billion. That resulted in a TTM, whatever the hell that is, government receipt drop of over 7.3%, biggest since June of 2020, when the U.S. was reeling from the COVID lockdown recession. In fact, never have before tax receipts suffered such a big drop without the U.S. entering a recession. And with the monthly deficits coming in higher than expected and also far higher than a year ago, it's also not at all surprising that the cumulative deficit 9 months into this fiscal year is already the third highest on record, surpassed only by the crisis years of 2020 and 2021. Oh, we were all getting the jab, baby. Oh, yeah. This is unbelievable. We are facing the end game, people. And furthermore, with the U.S. dollar story, it's expected the U.S. dollar is going to die with the BRICS new currency. Like it or not, the U.S. dollar is near its end. Those words from Robert Kiyosaki, best-selling author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And he is citing this upcoming BRICS summit in South Africa as a trigger, because he's projecting that the BRICS group, comprised of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, will announce their new gold-backed digital currency during its summit on August 22 to 24, and it will have dire consequences for the dollar. August 22. Of 2023 in Johannesburg, South Africa, BRICS nations will announce the gold-backed crypto and U.S. dollars will die. And trillions of U.S. dollars will rush home. And inflation will go through the roof. Hence our opening piece of music tonight. Quit your bitching. That's what I call it. we'll have more pieces of music from Little Shrunken. I have found many of them online. Question that indirectly but directly deals with economics. I look at Seattle, I look at Portland, I look at New York, LA, I look at the growing problem here in Phoenix, and so many other places. Why can't we stop homelessness? When Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass campaigned last year on reining in homelessness, she laid out bold proposals with a budget of hundreds of millions of dollars. Oh, God, here we go again. Taxpayer dollars. But in April of this year, she told NPR that she hoped for a very significant reduction this year, especially of people living on the street. But last week, Bass said it's become clear that there's simply no end in sight. We really need to normalize the fact, unfortunately, that we're living in a crisis, she said. The shift in tone comes after both L.A. and New York City recently declared a record level of homelessness. Other cities also have seen their numbers continue to climb despite considerable attention and spending to give people shelter. Give people shelter. City of Phoenix buys up old, skimpy hotels. Things that are lesser than Motel 6. To house these people in. Who the hell's paying for that? You and I. The taxpayer. It's unreal. It's not going to end. It's not going to end. Another headline popped up about an hour ago. It's a follow-up to what we've discussed. The U.S. dollar will lose status as world's reserve currency. I love it. The U.S. dollar will continue to be a leading world currency, but it will no longer be the dominant world currency. And we've got a jerk in the White House and his supporting bunch of idiots that are doing all they can to destroy this nation. They honest to believe, they honest to God believe they're going to save us. And they keep spending God knows how many millions upon millions of dollars supporting a war that we've got no damn business being involved with. And please understand, my wife is of Ukraine heritage. She was not born in Ukraine, but her parents were. She's 100% Ukraine. She's unbelievably frustrated with all that she sees here, all that she reads here. But let's take a little sidestep. Interesting piece came out of Michael Snyder. And this is a harsh one. I want you to listen carefully to this. And Julie, if you will do me a favor and post in our Skype chat the name of the associated people that we at RBN work with, because I don't have it open, I can't get to it, as relates to the subject matter I'm about to cover. Because here's the post from Michael. Store food while you can, because 2.4 billion people already do not have enough food as this new global famine accelerates. Global food supplies just keep getting even tighter. Global hunger has risen to extremely alarming levels. People on the other side of the world are literally starving to death. But most of us in the Western world simply don't care about the millions that are deeply suffering because the mainstream media hardly ever talks about what's happening. But the truth is, we're feeling the impact of this global food crisis as well. As Michael Snyder has warned his readers repeatedly, the primary way that these crises would manifest in wealthy countries during the early stages would be through higher food prices, which is exactly what we are witnessing. Last week, Michael went to the grocery store, a small bag of chips that he could once buy on sale for 99 cents as a regular price of $5.99 stamped upon it. And throughout the store, there were so many products that he refused to purchase because they thought they had simply become way too expensive. Those prices are not going back down to where they once were. It's simple, people. Food inflation is here to stay. The entire planet is going to suffer as a result. Now, I know that there is a company on the RBN website, or there was, that we have referred people to that support this network that is strongly recommending food storage programs. It's been a lot of years since I've done it. I'm long overdue and beginning to rebuild. It's something you should do. I'm going to assume Julie is away from the mic, or she would have heard my request and hopefully would have gotten it up. I'll see if we can find something here. Interesting story. A farmer recently discovered unprecedented treasure trove of Civil War era gold coins under a Kentucky cornfield. They posted a short video on YouTube last month. We have posted it on Sierra Madre as well. The farmer can be seen breathlessly surveying the find, exclaiming, "Unepping real." The camera pans quickly across the muddy ground, revealing a trove of gold coins. Excitedly points out they are all $1 gold coins, $20 gold coins, $10 gold coins, and he was still digging them out. And by the time he was done, over 600 gold dollar coins dating from 1850 to 1862 were found, along with several silver coins. And this treasure is now known as the Great Kentucky Hoard. It includes 18 $20 gold Liberty coins minted in 1863. One of those coins had previously fetched over $100,000 at auction. We've got the entire article posted along with this massive photograph. It is unbelievable. Some of these coins have graded very, very high. Here we go. Yeah, honey, it is. Thank you. All right, here's our source at the RBN website. Simply Clean Foods. Wild Pastures, Survival Cave Foods. These are the food sources on the RBN site. Get over there and do some digging, do some looking, do some comparison. Start thinking about what it is you cannot live without. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. A couple of weeks ago, they announced that there's something very interesting going on. Well, apparently that we can expect to be able to go into a grocery store and buy chicken that's not chicken. And they're not required to tell us that. Can you believe that crap? Can you believe that stuff? It is pure insanity. Yeah, way. And if they're going to do it with chicken, they're going to do it with beef. Now, I got a story to tell you. I got a client who I've dealt with for a long time. Happens to be a farmer. He's a farmer that once or twice a year, he puts his cattle up for sale. They go to auction. He expected to pull about $35,000 out of this last sale. And then he didn't hear from the people who handled the sale. And he kept trying to call them. And he wasn't getting an answer. He was getting a little nervous. But then they called him one day last week. They didn't sell his herd for $35,000. They sold it for... Now, keep in mind, his cattle are not milk cows. These are beef cattle. They're going to go to market to get turned into hamburger and steaks, etc., etc., etc. It didn't sell for $35,000. His herd sold for over twice that amount. What do you think we're going to have to pay at the grocery store to buy that man's beef? Wake up, people. Wake up. A couple of quickies. For any of you who've been kind of paying attention, watching what's been going on with the gold market, it has shot up once again. As we sit right now, gold is at $1,981 an ounce. Yeah. That's up a good 40, 50 bucks from where it was a week ago, a week and a half ago. It's shot up. People keep calling me. I can't answer. I'm on the line. I'm on phone. I'm on the air. Amazing grace. How sweet it is. Silver's up a little bit today, 25.12. Platinum still hanging there where it doesn't belong at 993.18. Still less than half what gold is. For years, platinum was much, much higher than gold. Platinum was always twice what gold was. Why? Because platinum was the primary source used for catalytic converters. Oh, well. But we got some other good stuff, and then we're going to move on. As we talked about, gold has been in a decline. But the price of gold is strengthening. Yeah, over the last couple of years, the U.S. dollar price of gold has been declining. And yet it's continued to show significant strength against the 10-year TIPS yield, to which it was tightly correlated from aught-6 to 21. Gold's performance since early 2022 must be seen as bullish, my friends. Big change, of course, has occurred in the gold market since Russia invaded Ukraine, and the West seized the euro and the dollar-denominated assets from Russia's central bank. Regardless of the price decline for the last 2 months, gold's overall performance since February of 2022 is momentous because it's finally beating a pricing model that ruled from aught-6 through 2021. So what sets the price of gold? I'm not going to have time to get into that today, nor will I'm going to spend the time with it. Got other things to cover. And I may regret that. I may wish I had spent the time with it. Just keep in mind, if you have an interest, let me know. Give me a call. I've got some amazing things going on here. We just shipped a whole bunch of Canadian maple leaves, the best price in gold, 1 ounce gold coins that's available right now. Superb. Got people are interested in the Valcombi breakable bars. They are available for immediate delivery. They're going to cost you more than 1 ounce of maple leaves because of the product and the procedure they have to go through to manufacture them. But keep in mind, they break into 10th ounce gold pieces, and it's a hell of a lot less expensive than buying 10 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagles. So, question. Gold. Is it a liberator or an enslaver? Keep in mind that asset-backed currency is the only effective means of forcing the state to live within its means. Once government is solely dependent on taxation for funding, then the level of scrutiny by the electorate will increase dramatically. Better, more accountable, much smaller government would be the result, which may not be a bad idea. Traditional dictatorships use the money creation process to fund physical enforcement, paying soldiers, policemen, and informers to ensure subjugation of the populace. And the wiliest of the dictators ensured they kept a supply of external currency, usually dollars, to enable them to maintain control as their domestic currency lost value, and therefore power through debasement. And so dollars would be used to pay the police and the military once inflation resulted in civil unrest. But then you see the so-called Western liberal democracies have adopted a more, much more subtle version of what is essentially the same modus operandi. Essentially the same modus operandi? Yes. It's called bullshit. Oh, have I offended you? I hope I've awakened you. Because that's what it is. That's what all these governments are doing. Our government is at the top of the damn list. I want to vomit. Let's take a minute and do something, and then I'm going to move on to a final story for the day, I think. Let's see if there's plenty of time to do it. Why, of course there is. I should be able to manage this. But then who the hell knows? Oh, good Lord. Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord. We're living in insane times, people. Absolutely insane times. How are we going to survive all of this? Or do we even care anymore? Do we just flat say give it up? I'm afraid an awful lot of people will. I'm afraid an awful lot of people will. It's sad. Talking to my supplier late last week and earlier again today, for the first time in several months. Now, keep in mind, I've got, as a rule, three different suppliers I go to for precious metals. One of them's up in Northern California, but he's a little bit specialized, and I'm able to get some things from him I've not been able to get from anyone else for quite a while, but a little pricier. One of my favorite suppliers, who was just so tremendous to work with for so many years, I've not even talked to him in probably about 6 months, and I need a call just to see how he's living, how he's doing. My main supplier, who's based in California, I many times will place orders through that company in their Austrian office at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, guy that I've dealt with for 15 years. Apparently I'm one of the very few people that, when his phone rings, he knows it's me. That's kind of cool. Michael's a good guy. But this company's had a real problem with silver. Most people have had problems with silver this year. Shortage of supply, big time. No real ability for us to deliver in a timely fashion. Sometimes it's 2 and 3 months waiting period to get the silver. You got to order it. You pay for it. Your money's tied up. I'm not going to do business that way. Now, I've got a local supplier who I've shared with you that I've dealt with for 30 years. I've had no problem getting silver from them, but it is a little pricier. I don't want you to have to pay too much money, but for those who come here and want to buy one or two or three rolls, that's where I have to go. My big supplier is not going to deal with transactions that small. They're pretty much going to put a limitation of 100 ounces. Now look, if I had a bunch of calls tonight from people saying, Jeff, I want 3 rolls, I want 4, I want 5, I want 10 rolls, you know what, I could probably place an order for 500 ounces of silver. Get everybody's collected. I could get them shipped here. I could ship them out from here. First of all, I wouldn't, if I got 500 ounces of silver, I wouldn't have to pay a shipping charge to get them here. But I'd have to charge a nominal fee, probably $14, $15 per package to get up to 5 rolls shipped out to you. But the point is that there are some things we can do. Silver, as of just before we went on the air, was sitting at $25.13. It's still in that area, $25.12 right now. Not a big deal. Here's the deal. Per roll, five rolls, 100 coins, newly minted. These are Buffalo Indian design. The Indian on the front, the Buffalo on the back. We all know that design, okay? Still one of the most highly desirable. I know who the mint is. Reliable, puts out a quality product, 1 ounce, pure silver rounds. Now, we could go to Apmex and order those things for $30.51. Okay? I've got them at $28.75. So for 100, that's five rolls of 1 ounce silver worth $2,875 delivered. Now, obviously, that's going to be subject to the active market. But if I had enough orders, if five people called up and said, I'll take five rolls. Bang, I'm done. I got it covered. But if you call and order two rolls, this guy orders five, one guy orders seven, somebody orders ten. All I got to do is get together 500 ounces. I'll pay for them. I'll get them in here, get them ready to ship. Once your funds are in, you've got the lower price. That's important. That's the best price I've had on silver in quite a while. Because they've got it in stock, and they're giving me an extremely fair price. And I'm still roughly $2 lower than Apmex. Big company. Oh, they give you their, oh, well, you know, if you buy this price, if you pay less than 20 pieces, you'll pay this. If you pay 100, you pay that. Psh, I still beat them at that. As a matter of fact, if you bought 500, a full box, a full case, I still beat them at that. There's lots of companies out there. It's okay. You do what you're comfortable with. But not a one of those companies do a damn thing to help support RBN. We do. You do. Amazing. Grace. Let's go back to the homeless situation. Because we got massive hordes of Americans being forced out into the streets because the middle class is disintegrating. Once again, what does this have to do with anything? You and I are paying for it. Higher taxes, higher cost of food. My God, today is what, Tuesday? You know, last Thursday or Friday, I could get out here in Phoenix, and I was able to buy gasoline at $3.49 a gallon. I went out last night, it's back to $3.99. What the hell is going on here? And the companies that are selling this stuff, that are producing it, are admitting they're making some of the most massive profits they've made in years. So how many people are going to be sleeping in homeless shelters or on the streets or in their vehicles where you live tonight? That's the sort of question that not a lot of us like to think about. But the truth is that homelessness is growing at a very rapid pace all over this country right now. But if you got lots of money, baby, life probably seems pretty good to you at this moment. Yeah, baby, you might eat at a different restaurant every night. You may be one of them approximately 10 million Americans that currently own a second home. And our leaders made the wealthy even wealthier by pumping trillions of dollars into the system in recent years. But as the cost of living has soared, the poor have gotten even poorer. The middle class is steadily disintegrated. So now the gap between the wealthy and the rest of the nation is larger than ever, and that is creating a tremendous amount of tension all over the society. California, vast hordes of homeless people sleep in the shadows in the front yards of multi-million dollar homes every single night. And even though California spent a whopping $17.5 billion on homelessness during the last 4 years, the homeless population in the state has just continued to grow. Yeah, baby, because somebody's taking care of my ex.
They're feeding me, making sure I got plenty of dope so I can stay smoking. Half of all Americans living outside on the streets live in California. And across the country, homelessness is on the rise, but California is adding more homeless people every year than any other state. 170,000 unhoused people. Think about that number for a minute. 170,000 homeless people in just one state, and those are the ones they can actually count. There's many more that haven't been found yet or that don't want to be counted. And we've also learned that family homelessness in the United States is surging. It's on the rise, and an alarming sign of how the increasing cost of goods, the ever-tightening housing supply, the end of most pandemic-era benefits are putting pressure on Americans. Let me tell you something. I got a notice the other day that the home that my wife and I are living in, we bought and moved into 18 years ago this month, on the 1st of June. I'm sorry, 1st of July. We paid a little over $300,000 for it. And then the markets hit in what, 08, and the market tanked. Down to $120,000, $125,000. The home we're living in right now at $518,000. You have no idea how much I want to sell this house and get the hell out of here. But where am I going to go? Where am I, my wife and I, going to go? We still got a granddaughter living with us. I could move into a pretty damn nice mobile home community, but it's only for old people. Yeah, well, unfortunately, we're older. I can pay cash for an extremely nice mobile home that's been renovated, cash, for upwards of $130,000. Own it. No rent. Nothing. Done. I'd love to do it. I'd love to get the hell out of this valley, but my wife and I both got medical issues, and we're happy with our doctors, et cetera, et cetera. I still got family that lives in this valley. I got brothers and sisters. I got nieces, grandnephews, and our son is here. Not leaving him. Family homelessness in this country is on the rise, my friends, and an alarming sign of how the increasing cost of goods, the housing supply tightening. 72,700 people in families with children were experiencing homelessness in 20 of the largest cities in the nation as of January of this year. Almost 38% jump from a year before. In New York, that figure shot up by 2/3. Chicago, District of Columbia, Fort Worth, Texas also saw outsized increases. I thought that son of a bitch Biden was going to fix the economy. So why do these numbers continue to increase in a year, a 2 year? Something ain't adding up, folks. A 28-year-old single mother in Washington, D.C. named Mercedes Millings doesn't have a home for herself and her four children. And she's so close to the White House, maybe Joey and his family would be willing to take her in. Think about it. Mercedes Millings delivered packages and worked at a pizza shop during the plandemic, but then experienced homelessness during that time, bounced between living in her car and staying with her family. She and her children have been living at the Salvation Army Transitional Housing Program with some 25 other families for most of this year, and Millings is taking personal finance and workforce development classes. But one obstacle is stopping her from getting a job. She gave birth to her youngest at her mother's home during the pandemic and never received an official birth certificate. And without it, she's unable to sign her daughter up for child care. And there's countless other stories and people just like her. Oh, they'd love to have homes, but housing costs have simply become way too high, baby. Unused space next to a laundry room that has been converted into an apartment in one building in New York City. Get this, an unused space next to a laundry room that has been converted into an apartment in a building in New York City will cost you $2,300 a month. And purchasing a home is now out of reach for tens of millions of Americans. You think I could have any problem getting $518,000 for this house? Hell no. Jose and Jose B are all coming up here with their families. And they're buying new Ford pickup trucks and Ram pickup trucks. And they'll have five or six cars parked out in front. My God, baby, we got a three-car garage. We should close that thing off, put some air conditioning in it, and move two or three families into that. Oh, yeah. You think that isn't happening here in Arizona? You're damn right it is. The feds make certain that people can't afford to buy a house by hiking interest rates so dramatically. Recently, we came across a tweet that shared some mortgage math that is stunning. New mortgage math is brutal. You buy a $1 million house with $200,000 down a 7% rate. That's an $800,000 mortgage. And over the first 3 years, you pay $193,000. That's $5,322 a month, baby. And after those $193,000 of payments, your $800,000 mortgage is now at $774,500. You paid $166,000 in interest and $25,500 in principal. Holy caca. Of course, housing costs are not the only thing that's going up. Oh, no, baby. Auto insurance rates are going up by double-digit percentages all over the nation. Wall Street Journal found Allstate has jacked up car insurance premiums by 40% in Georgia. Nationwide Mutual increased insurance rates by 32% in California. State Farm, 11% in New York. And the reason that many of these insurers have experienced significant losses over the last several years, it's an indication that premiums are going to continue to rise well into 2024. So if you're still making the same money you did 2 or 3 years ago, you baby falling behind, Jim. Oh, yeah, man, you done. Cost of living ain't going to slow down for any of us, folks. And if you can't keep up, that's too bad for you. In such an environment, many middle-class Americans find themselves falling into poverty. And many poor Americans are finding themselves out on the street. All over America, giant homeless encampments are sprouting like mushrooms. I could give you example after example. But there's no time. But then you see, if you got plenty of money, you may not care what's happening to everybody else. For those with lots of cash, they're living high life, Jim. That ain't going to last. No, the day of reckoning is coming for the wealthy, and they're deeply going to mourn as their tremendous wealth is wiped out. During the early stages of this economic crisis, it'll be the poor that are hit particularly hard. But great pain is eventually coming for those at the top of the food chain as well. I don't feel sorry for them. But I know the time is coming to get the hell out of here. If I can assist you with some of the silver acquisitions, if you want to talk about gold, give me a call, 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214. You can also leave a voicemail. You can also text me. You can also email me through the website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Just go to the site, scroll down on the right, click. Our address is there. The email is there. It's time for me to bail on out of here. I will, Lord willing, see you tomorrow night. Fred, if that was you leaving the messages, I hope you've enjoyed it, my brother. Y'all take care of yourselves without apology. I am Jeffrey Bennett.
We will not be the last. Look around now. These are the days of the beggars and the choosers. This is the year of the hungry man, whose place is in the past. Hand in hand with ignorance and legitimate excuses, the rich declare themselves poor, and most of us are not sure if we have it too much, but we're taking our chances, say. I sang 20 years and a day, but nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flame. It's hard to love, there's so much to hate. Hanging on to hope when there is no hope to speak out. Wounded skies above say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time. Do you think we have? Do you think we have time? These are the days of the empty hand. Oh, we hold on to what you can. And charity, charity is the coat you wear twice a year. Yeah, this is the year of the guilty man. Your television takes a stand, and you'll find that what was over there is over here. So you scream from behind your door, say what's mine is mine and not yours. I may have too much, but I'll take all my chances, say. I sang it 20 years and a day. There's nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flames. It's hard to love. Jesus has so much to hate. Hanging on to war. There is no hope to speak out. Skies above say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time.
Some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.